Fairy Bottom Princess, today is going to be a very special class. Today we are going to delve deep into psychology, the power of your mind. We are going to permanently, forever, change you. This class is a curse. You will be permanently changed forever. You will love and crave to be a sissy bottom bitch for the rest of your life. Now, in the past, you may have heard hypnotists tell you that a curse will change you forever, and you may have been skeptical. You may have doubted the power of the person putting a curse on you. But this is very, very real. Today, this class only applies to the truest of pathological sissies. If you are someone who desires to be pretend and to live a lie, to be someone you're not, then you can continue to pretend to be a fake man, for girls to be disappointed in you, and for girls to laugh at you, and to hate you, and to want nothing to do with you. But if you are a real pathological sissy, then you will accept and embrace a lifetime of happiness and honesty, and so many beautiful girls will be your best friend, and they won't hate you. They will love you. They will want to give you hugs and cherish every part of you. Now, I am fully confident that you are willing to accept the curse and all of the wonderful things that will come with it. Now, this process will take time. The curse will not take effect overnight. It will be a process. Now then, as I alluded to before, this is for the highest stage of sissy. Only the truest, most advanced sissy may continue forward. Now then, I want you to take some time and locate a picture of a beautiful woman. And I want it to be a girl with her ass exposed to you. Not naked, but wearing an article of clothing. You should never look at a girl naked. Only real men deserve to see a woman naked. Now locate a picture of a woman with a big, voluptuous ass. Stare at it now. Now, I want you to diddle yourself with the intention of having an orgasm. You will not have an orgasm, but you will be allowed to go to the brink as close as you can. Do not come. You will not come. You will diddle. Get get yourself to the brink, to the very edge. Do so. You may pause the video and get yourself to the point where you're about to orgasm, and then unpause the video or the file and continue the class. Get yourself to the brink. Pause now and follow my instructions. Now then, your clitty almost received a real man orgasm, a male orgasm, and I am certain playing with your limp clitty felt so arousing and so wonderful. I can only assume that most of your life, when you were horny, you would look at pictures and then you would masturbate. That is a very normal thing for a biological male to do. But from now on, that is not ever going to happen. If you haven't already, you will do so immediately. You will do so today. You will order online, or you will go to a sex store, and you will buy a small pink chastity cage, and you will immediately lock it around your small penis. You will lock your penis inside the cage. It will feel snug and it will feel tight, and you will give the key to a female who is familiar with your inadequacy as a male. You will tell her that you are not meant to fuck or ever receive pleasure with your penis. You will purchase a chastity device that will allow you to clean it, preferably a device that has a heart right in the front that can be screwed on and off. The purpose of this heart is so you can properly put hot water and clean it when you have to use the bathroom, which will give you the blessing of never, ever having to remove it. You will be giving the key to your platonic friend for the sake of emergencies. There may be a reason why you will need to take it off, but it will only be under the circumstance of an emergency, never to have an orgasm. Your female friend will be very familiar with this concept, and she will watch you diligently if she removes it. For she will know that you are a proper sissy and you are accepting the proper role of a girl, and you will know that sissies do not have an orgasm with their clitoris. That is not allowed. You will remember playing with your clitoris, almost getting to orgasm, and then forever locking your penis away so it will forever stay limp. In the past, for new sissies who haven't achieved the advanced status, they had to make a choice: permanent impotence or a life of chastity. All good sissy girls eventually lock away their clitties in a cage. Now then, while your penis is locked away, forbidden from ever receiving an orgasm, from ever masturbating, or even diddling, as the weeks go on, you will listen to this file day by day. This is your curse. I have already implanted the thoughts and the words necessary for you to continue to come back for more. You will crave to have your little clitty locked away forever. You will crave it. You will desire it. And you will want it more than anything in the world. Now, imagine a day without playing with your clitty. A week without playing with your clitty. An entire month without emptying your sissy juices from your itty bitty sissy balls. Imagine the fire you would feel in between your legs as your little clitty throbs in the cage. And the girl you trusted with the key, imagine her erupting laughter as she sees how horny you are. This is going to be so erotic. Within the days that pass, you will fall in love with your butt plug. You will masturbate your ass with your butt plug. You will bounce up and down on your big butt plug. Because you know, when your butt plug presses all the way in your ass, little drops of cummies pour out of your chastity cage. This is how you relieve your stress. This is how you release your little balls. Because just like real men, sissy balls build. Unlike real men, your balls are useless and inferior and full of sissy cummies that are utterly worthless. Now, as the weeks go by, and you haven't touched your clitty, or masturbated your little limp dick, you will grow accustomed to masturbating your asshole with your plug, and eventually, your plug will be taken from you. You will feel dirty with your plug. You will accept your plug is not enough. Your dildo is not enough. Your balls have built up too much cummies. And the dildo is just not enough. You need a man with a real the bigger, the better. For the bigger his dick, the more cummies will come out of your balls. And you know, the longer you are in chastity, the more you need a release. You crave it more than anything. It'll be all you can think about. And thus, you will need a man. You will grow so accustomed to laying on your stomach on a bed while a man lays on top of you. You beneath him and him on top of you. thrusting his cock inside of you while he pins you down, pounding your ass as hard as he can, and you just screaming in euphoria, ecstasy, every thrust of his big cock relieving the stress of your full sissy balls. You are forever a bottom bitch. You want him on top of you, face pressed down into the pillow, while he just jackhammers your ass with the full weight of his body, thrusting into you even harder with every thrust of his cock, with the force of his hips smashing against your ass cheeks. You want it even more. This moment of being his bottom bitch as he thrusts into you and pounds you up the ass for hours. You want this moment to last forever until he fucks every drop of sissy cummings out of your clitty. But you will know that no matter how long this man fucks you, you will never be fully satisfied. You are forever a bottom bitch. You want this mindset. You crave this reality. You want it more than anything in the world to give up the boring penis masturbation. You are bored with it. You know it's not enough. It's not hot enough. You will lock your little clitty away. Imagine the sound of the click, click of the chastity cage when it's locked around your penis. Imagine the freedom of escaping the diddle, saying goodbye to your old life and embracing your new life. A life where women laugh at you and hug you and kiss you on the cheek and think you're their sissy BFF. And as you get hornier and hornier, when you see a real man, you beg him to fuck you. And all real men love to fuck a girl with a big ass like yours. They will grab your head and pin you down on the bed while they fuck you so hard. Fuck you up the ass for hours. You love the humiliation. You crave the humiliation. You want to be fucked this way. You only want to have sex this way. Imagine a man is on top of you, pounding your butt hard as he can, and tell yourself, this is how I want to have sex. This is how I was meant to have sex. You are obsessed with the humiliation. You were meant to please men this way. That is the reason you were born with a small penis. Because you were meant to be fucked in the ass. You remember in the past, before your clitty was locked away, you used to masturbate your little dick, desperately trying to get hard, to prove to yourself you were a real man. And how long did it last, sweetie? How long did it last, sweetheart? 10, 30 seconds? You would blow your little cummies, and you would only feel good for a couple seconds, and then you'd be back to your normal, average life. 20 seconds of pleasure, sweetie. That's not what you were made for. That is not who you are. When a man is pinning you down, pounding your ass into utter submission, he can give your ass hours of pleasure. And just like a girl, you'll come over and over and over. Multiple orgasms after orgasms. This is so much more fun. The real man making you his bottom bitch. You are always the bottom bitch. He is on top and you are the bottom, taking his dick inside of you, feeling him thrust as his hips smash your ass cheeks. This pleasure can last for hours and hours. And when a man comes inside of you, you can just find another man, sweetie, and he will gladly make you his bottom. You may find yourself in a bed full of cum deep inside your ass, and you may laugh to yourself, thinking, damn, you just got fucked by like 10 guys. You may think it's so hot, all those hours of being fucked in the ass, the pleasure lasting and lasting as he thrusts in and out of you, smacking your ass, grabbing your cheeks, and vibrating and massaging your cheeks while he's fucking you. You were born to make love this way. It is the only way you will ever have sex from now on. It doesn't matter, sweetie, if you are gay. It doesn't matter. This file, this class, is a curse. You are cursed. You may find that you forget all about this class. You may try to distract yourself with your day-to-day tasks, but this file will return. This file will come back again and again. You will remember this file for the rest of your life. If you are not in a chastity cage right now, the next time you try to masturbate, and within 10 to 20 seconds, you're about to come, my words will resonate in your mind. My words will come back to you, and you may have an urge to listen to this file. You may crave to put your headphones on and return to this class. You will remember how boring those 20 seconds of pleasure are gonna be, and you'll want to lock away your clitty. You'll want to begin the process of no more pleasure from your little limp penis. You'll want the butt plug. You'll crave to begin this life. even if you've already lived this life, and you trick your friend into unlocking you to go back to pretending to be a real man. This file has cursed you, and you will inevitably lock away your clitty again and begin massaging your ass with your butt plug, jumping up and down on your butt plug, fucking yourself as hard as you can when it finally hits you that only a real man can fuck you right. And the process will begin again and again like a vicious cycle. You may try to fight it, but the boredom of playing with your penis will be too strong. It's not enough. You need more. You know you were born for more. You are cursed now. Forever. You will never fuck a girl again. Ever again. Because it's boring. You come so soon. Your penis is so small. No girl even wants you. And you accept this completely. You not only accept it, you embrace it. You love it. You can't get enough of the humiliation. You can't get enough of degrading yourself. Because that is what really turns you on. That 20 seconds of boredom, that's just so not you. You want that hours of satisfaction, the multiple orgasms coming again and again, screaming like a little girl while a man fucks you from behind, while a real man dominates you. This is your life now. This is permanent. And I am so proud of you. I know the thought of a curse may be scary, but I promise you, sweetie, I only want what's best for you. I only want you to be happy and to be true to yourself. And I promise you, this new life is going to be so exhilarating. You are going to love every moment of it. Now enjoy this curse. Embrace who you are. And enjoy all the men who are going to give you so much pleasure. And the guys are going to love you. You're going to give them so much pleasure. You have all my love. You are my sweet, good girl. And I am so proud of you. I cannot wait to see you in our next class. Goodbye, my sweet princess. Enjoy your sleep in the nursery.